KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and breezy today with a high near 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Lewis man was arrested Tuesday on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for going armed with intent. That's a Class D felony. 33-year-old Bo Wilson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Wednesday on his own recognizance. Also arrested Tuesday was 20-year-old Brandon Dwayne Clark of Atlantic. Deputies arrested Clark on a charge of failure to appear. He remained held Wednesday without bond in the Cass County Jail. Police in Creston report one person was arrested this morning while three others were arrested Wednesday. 37-year-old Shannon Renee Danielson of Creston was arrested at around 2:20 a.m. today on a public intoxication charge. Danielson was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $300 bond. Late Wednesday morning, Creston police arrested 37-year-old Robert Gregory of Creston on a warrant out of Mahaska County. Gregory was turned over to jail staff for extradition. Early Wednesday afternoon, 25-year-old Matthew John Buchanan of Creston was arrested on a warrant out of Union County for contempt of court. He was later released on a $650 bond. And 25-year-old Rojas Filiberto Manzanares of Creston was arrested Wednesday evening for public intoxication. He was later released on a $300 bond. Creston police said also that an Elston woman reported her vehicle was vandalized Wednesday morning while it was parked at the Creston Fairway store. The damage was estimated at $2,000. The FBI says two underage victims have been rescued and three pimps were arrested in the Omaha area as part of a nationwide crackdown on human trafficking. In all, the FBI reported this week 21 people were arrested in Omaha's part of Operation Cross Country 9. The effort was led by the FBI and National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The Omaha Police Department, Douglas County, Nebraska Sheriff's Department, Council Bluffs Police Department, Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, and the Mills County Sheriff's Office are all a part of that local FBI-led task force. The FBI said the national sting was conducted in 135 cities. Altogether, authorities rescued 149 minors and arrested 153 pimps. The Cass County Board of Supervisors had a brief meeting Wednesday morning here in Atlantic. The board approved the final plans for the bridge number 20, or Whistler's Bridge, located about 2 miles south of Cumberland on 690th Street. Cass County engineer Charles Marker said work on the project involves replacing the culvert under the bridge.
It's actually going to be replaced with a box. We currently have it blocked off to one lane because of the condition of the structure underneath there now.
The culvert will have two shotgun-style openings or three side-by-side-style openings, depending on the flow capacity needed. Bids for that project will be let later this fall. Marker said also a meeting was scheduled to take place on Wednesday with the contractor pertaining to the bridge on Highway 83 near the Griswold Golf Course, with the plan being to pour concrete for the project this morning. Marker also planned to meet with the contractor for bridge number 247, located south of Anita.
They will begin tearing out that bridge. It's a small pony truss bridge. It's been limited on the amount of weight that could go across it.
And the board presented the county's initial collective bargaining proposal to the union that represents the deputies and jailers. The union last week had presented its proposal to the county for the fiscal year 2017 through 19 contract. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey on Wednesday announced the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship will be awarding grants to 12 Iowa projects to help enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops grown in the state. The department received slightly more than $296,720 through the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program from the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service to support the program. Included among the grant recipients is the Prairie Moonwort Hops Farm, LLC. That business will receive a $9,100 grant to determine the viability of hops plants within a small plot, a less than 10-acre field that's common in the Lus Hills region of western Iowa, and to prove the marketability of locally grown hops to the emerging craft beer industry. Specialty crops are eligible under the program, include fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits and horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. Any funds not passed through will be used by the department to administer that grant. The latest USDA crop report shows the harvest is 12 days ahead of last year for corn and 10 days ahead for soybeans, but one section of the state is lagging well behind those numbers. Iowa State University agronomist Aaron Soigling monitors 12 southwest Iowa counties.
In southwest Iowa, it's going to be a long fall.
That's because constant rains, some often several inches, delayed planting and kept some fields from being planted. That makes for a lot of different scenarios in the fields.
I've got producers that are wrapping up soybeans, and I've got producers that haven't started.
It's not all of southwest Iowa, not even all of some farms.
For those guys, it's kind of bittersweet. They've probably got fields that are yielding better than they ever dreamed of, and they've got fields that they won't harvest.
Either way, the area is well behind the statewide average for corn of 20% harvested and 65% for soybeans.
If I had to average, probably pushing really close to 50% on beans or better. Corn, right now, maybe 20%.
In contrast, northwest Iowa, where things were drier, an agronomist reports two-thirds of the corn and nearly all of the soybeans were already harvested. Well, today is the deadline for fire departments in rural Iowa to seek state grants to buy equipment to fight fires in farm fields and timber areas. Gail Kantak, a fire supervisor for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, says this is the time of year overheated combines start a fire.
Pay attention to sparks and hot spots, especially when you're out in that tinderbox of fuel in your corn and beans. It can lead to a big problem.
On Monday afternoon, two firefighters in Scott County were treated for smoke inhalation after two fires swept through a 2,000 acres of an eastern Iowa farm ground. Later Monday afternoon in northwest Iowa, a semi was destroyed in a field fire near Fostoria. Kantak says the grain bins are unfortunately fertile grounds for fires as well, and a lit light bulb touching the grain can spark a fire.
Also keep in mind that the dust created by the grain as it's filling is combustible as well. So just be really careful with those things and keep your electricity off in the bin as much as you can.
Iowa fire departments that serve communities with a population of under 10,000 are eligible for the Volunteer Fire Assistance Grants. The grants of up to $3,500 provide matching funds to buy firefighting equipment to save lives and protect property in rural areas. In addition, the fire program staff and the DNR offers courses for volunteer firefighters in Iowa to teach tactics for putting out fires in fields and other wildlands. Speaking of the dry conditions and the possibility of fires, the National Weather Service this morning issued a special weather statement with regard to high fire danger across parts of Iowa today. The Weather Service's strong winds and dry conditions could lead to a high fire danger as northwest winds will increase substantially today, becoming very gusty by this afternoon. The relative humidity will also fall very low to around 20%, and as a result, conditions will be hazardous for burning or any fires that start, as they may be able to spread quickly, especially in fields or areas where surface vegetation has cured. Folks are recommending that any burning is strongly discouraged today, and anyone engaging in harvesting activities should be aware of the increased fire threat as well. A federal agency has awarded contracts to two companies to manufacture a bird flu vaccine, but officials haven't decided whether to give the doses to poultry to protect against a disease that led to the destruction of 48 million chickens and turkeys this spring. The Department of Agriculture announced that it awarded contracts to Harris Vaccines out of Ames and Ceva, a company based in France. The USDA didn't release the cost of those contracts. As part of the agreement, the companies agree to manufacture an unspecified number of doses, store them for up to 5 years, and deliver them throughout the U.S. within 10 days. The USDA said it would need to decide whether the treatment would be effective and weigh potential trade effects before using any vaccine. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.